Page 11 continued. Governmental Affairs Report by Mitch Pomerantz. It is just over a week since we returned from the 2016 California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention. Although you will not see this until early summer, nonetheless, the legislative beat goes on, so this will serve as my update on bills sponsored or followed by CCB as of this writing. Page 12. Before proceeding, however, I need to take a slight detour. During my final 2 years as president of the American Council of the Blind, I began thinking seriously about what I would do once my presidential duties were concluded. Having worked in the ADA field for the city of Los Angeles, I decided to move into ADA consulting and training. I also determined to see if there might be a need for someone with direct expertise regarding blindness as an expert witness in legal matters. Beginning in 2014, things began breaking in a positive direction. Donna, who is an integral part of this endeavor, and I have several consulting and expert witness contracts, which are increasingly taking up our time. As a result, I'm stepping away from chairing and serving on the Governmental Affairs Committee, as well as from some other organizational responsibilities. In order to properly oversee and coordinate CCB's advocacy efforts, page 13, the governmental affairs chair needs to almost constantly monitor activities in Sacramento, and that isn't possible for me at this time. As you have doubtless figured out by now, CCB did not conduct a Capitol Day in Sacramento this year, as we hoped. Late in 2015, President Tom and I thought we had a commitment from a member of the committee to oversee logistics. This turned out not to be the member's understanding of things, and neither Jeff nor I were in a position to take over this activity. So Capitol Day did not happen. It is my sincere hope that the next Governmental Affairs Committee chair will be able to schedule and hold Capitol Day in 2017. As mentioned in this column previously, our efforts center on SB 1331 Pavely and AB 1824 Chang, a pair of guide dog-related bills supported by guide dog users of California. SB 1331 addresses matters under the purview of the State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind. Please refer to the Spring Blind Californian for specifics on this bill, as well as AB 1824. Page 14. Shortly after the CCB Conference and Convention, 1331 went before the Senate Business and Professions Committee, where, not surprisingly, the only opposition came from the Guide Dog Board itself. Editor's note. On May 12th, Jeff Tom sent the following email, quote, SB 1331, our Guide Dog Board bill, is on its way to the Senate floor. It was decided that the cost of the bill was insignificant, so that a hearing in Senate Appropriations was unnecessary. It is likely that the bill will have no major problem passing the Senate, but we can anticipate significant opposition from the board in the Assembly and with the Governor's office. This is likely to be a tough fight. End quote. AB 1824, Chang, would do a number of things to strengthen criminal provisions relating to dog attacks on service dogs. In March, the bill came before the Assembly Public Safety Commission, where it was placed on the consent calendar, meaning there was no opposition. Editor's note, the bill has passed in the Assembly and is awaiting Senate action. Page 15. Other bills being considered by CCB include AB 1584, Brown and Thurmond. Support would establish the cost of living adjustment, COLA, as a permanent component in the SSI-SSP program and would extend those increases over a 4-year period, amounting to an overall increase of $84. In March, the bill was referred to the Assembly Human Services Committee, but is yet to be scheduled for hearing. AB 1797, Lackey. Support with amendment would authorize an individual to apply for IHSS in person or through electronic means, and would require the county, if an application is filed electronically, to provide the applicant a confirmation number. CCB is asking that the bill be amended with language to ensure that, in accordance with federal and state statutes, counties make any electronic means accessible to persons with disabilities, and specifically to those with vision impairments. This bill was also referred to Assembly Human Services, but is yet to be scheduled for hearing. Page 16, AB 2346, Baker. Support with amendment would require when an applicant for or recipient of public social services is involved in a fair hearing, a public or private agency to provide a copy of the agency's position statement to the applicant or recipient through electronic means and require the State Department of Health Care Services to make its position statement likewise available. As with AB 1797, CCB is calling for an amendment to ensure accessibility for persons who are blind or have low vision. AB 2346 was passed unanimously by Assembly Human Services and referred to the Appropriations Committee for further action. CCB opposed two bills, SB 681 Hill, which would have reduced the fine for drivers making illegal right turns on red lights, and AB 61 Allen, which would have legalized operation of private tech shuttles at certain San Francisco bus stops. Both SB 681 and AB 61 died in their respective committees. However, the latter proposal was reintroduced by the author of AB 1641, which, as of this date, was to have been heard in Assembly Transportation. It has not been heard, and we believe that a compromise has been worked out, which will take these shuttles away from public bus stops. Page 17. CCB is also supporting Assembly Joint Resolution 35, Brown, which would seek a change in federal policy in order to make SSI recipients eligible for food stamps in lieu of giving them an additional few dollars per month. No action has been taken on this measure as of this writing. At our conference and convention last fall, I reported on SB 450, Roth, a proposal to permit some counties to conduct elections primarily via vote by mail, which CCB was supporting. I indicated then that the bill would be taken up in 2016. CCB has been part of a group of disability advocates involved in drafting language calling for those counties conducting vote by mail elections to offer ballots that blind and low vision voters could privately and independently read and mark before a county could conduct such an election. To date, very little has happened to move this bill along, so SB 450 appears to be in legislative limbo. Page 18. However, CCB has recently learned about a related piece of legislation, AB 2252 Ting, Remote Access Vote by Mail, VBM Systems, which CCB is supporting. This legislation would remove some of the barriers in California state law to making accessible absentee voting available by allowing a voter with a disability to electronically receive and mark his or her vote-by-mail ballot using a remote accessible VBM system, which is defined as a mechanical, electromechanical, or electronic system, and its software that is used for the sole purpose of marking an electronic VBM ballot for a voter with a disability. AB 2252 was to have been heard on April 18th in the Assembly Committee on Elections and Redistricting, but we have no additional information at this writing. That will more than do it for this governmental affairs report. Donna and I hope to see many of you at the upcoming ACB conference and convention in Minneapolis. Take care.